Right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody, is a music that is all beat, strong beat, and talk. It's rap music, and it sounds like this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, guys, serious debate, topical question we have going on. We had a big Twitter feud over this. I tweeted, do dogs have brains? Because I, like, seriously wanted to know. Dogs can't talk. So do they have brains? Like, yes, they walk, but it's because we're telling them to walk. Just like if I were to tell my computer to turn off, it would turn off. Like, it doesn't mean my computer has a brain. Do you know what I mean?
My head hurts.
And now
we have more. A lot more.
What?
So I hope there's nowhere you need to be, because this could take a while.
How long?
Just as long as we want to talk to you, you son of a...
Our feature presentation.
I get all soapy, you know, soap suds all over me.
Right.
And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
Sounds like if Mr. Rogers were still on the air today, he would also lose his job. It would force him to step down like everyone else,
right? Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 29th of November.
Kevin, didn't you get a new key card last week?
No. What happened last week is I lost it, and then I found it.
Oh, okay.
So then I told Dave, hey, you know what? Don't need a new key card. Found the old one.
Okay, right. Great.
Okay. And then the next day, I lost it.
How did you lose it again?
If I knew, I would know where. I don't know.
Yeah.
So now I haven't had one for, and Dave's been on vacation for 4 weeks, month.
I saw him yesterday.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
He was here. Yeah.
So,
I think he just took a couple days off, I think.
I feel like either I'm being fired or they're just done giving me key cards.
Yeah.
They're just saying, you know what? You can't hold on to it, so... Mm-hmm. Live with your mistakes.
What I don't get is how is there not just a stack ready to go? Like when you walk in the office and you're like, Dave, he doesn't even look at you. He just turns around and hands it to you.
Yeah. And every single time I get a new key card, Dave puts my Kevining picture on it.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
For identification.
Of course.
So the one that you lost and then found, you lost it again within 24 hours?
I'm going to say yes on that. Solid yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It is no way to live a life.
Well, some would say that.
Okay.
Mm. I enjoy my life.
I know.
I don't enjoy calling Chip before I get here and go, I lost my key card.
Yeah. Here's what happens in here. Chip goes, red line. And then she picks up the phone, and we all know it's you. It's pretty good.
I have a good time.
Yeah. It's great.
I don't get it.
I couldn't do it.
I know. I would seriously be so concerned about myself if that were to happen.
I mean, there's so many other things I should be concerned about first.
Okay.
It wipes away the concern for me because I am so jealous that you eat a pint of ice cream a day. Like, I want that life. So if losing a key card
is part of it,
give me that life.
True.
You know? A pint is not that much. That's what I'm telling you.
We had to bump this yesterday because we got talking about something else. But I wanted to save this for when you got back from the Thanksgiving holiday, Allie, because you spent so many years on the news getting up in the middle of the goddamn night and going out to some dumb thing that you didn't want to be at. And you have to put on a happy face, right? You fake it. You don't want to be there at the Christmas tree farm or whatever it is. Well, maybe the Christmas tree farm is a bad example because you would love that. But I'm sure you had to go to dumb, awful, boring things, and you had to just smile as if you were having the time of your life on the TV, right?
It's true, but those are the ones that made me the happiest. The ones that were really stupid, that
really
gave me life.
That brought you joy?
Yeah.
Well,
you're strange
in
that way.
I know.
But, okay.
I know.
If you haven't seen this video of the poor reporter who got the Black Friday duty at the mall, the University Park Mall in Mishawaka, Indiana. Kevin, have you seen this one
No,
yet?
I have not.
He is sent out there, and he's, you know, they're supposed to be covering Black Friday, the big lines out at the mall of people who are there to get their bargains the day after Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, there weren't any people there waiting to get in.
Zero.
And man, was he ticked, and man, did he not attempt to hide it.
News Center 16's Joshua Short is inside the UP Mall, where the doors will be opening in just under an hour from now. Josh, how are things going?
Well, you know what, Alex? I thought I was going to be inside, and apparently I'm stuck outside because security reasons and all that other rigmarole. Look, just look behind me. You see the long lines of people out here at 5:45 or so. We were expecting a big crowd. We don't have the big crowd that we expected. I got up at 3 o'clock excited to do my first ever Black Friday, and ain't nobody here.
I love him so much, by the way.
He's pretty strong.
What do you think the security reasons were that they wouldn't allow him in the mall, by the way?
It happens all the time. If you don't have clearance ahead of time, especially on a Black Friday day, and you're going with a camera crew and they have cords, mm-hmm. you can't be traipsing through the mall with those cords. It's a whole issue.
That's probably the security not wanting to lose their job.
Absolutely.
And just playing it on the safe side and saying, I could let you in, but then maybe my neck's on the line, so sorry.
Yeah.
But it also makes more sense to me, if you're there covering the people in line waiting for the stores to open, that you should be outside, because that's where you'd be more likely to have someone interview. If you're inside the mall, there's no one there.
Yeah, they are. He was planning on being inside the mall an hour before it opens.
Mm-hmm.
So
which
I'm not
doesn't
positive
make any sense.
What that report was going to be.
All right, so he's mad, as we've heard.
I am literally upset right now. I don't know why people did not wake up. They had too much food. I don't know what the deal is. You got cars coming through, but they're stuck right now in their cars. Nobody's coming out. Yeah, they open their doors at 6 o'clock, but I'm really upset right now. We don't have anybody out here. We got another news crew that I'm not going to name. She's out here. So at the moment, I'm going to send it back to y'all because ain't nobody here. I'm going back home. I'm going back to my bed, and I'm going to sleep. Alex, we send it back to you in South Bend.
I respect
again,
it.
you like it?
I respect it, yeah. I like that guy.
Not hiding his displeasure, that's for sure.
Oh, Josh, I feel bad for you. David says, though, that you're on the wrong side of the mall. So maybe that's what it is. You just got to go to the other side of the mall, and that's where the line is.
You know what? I'll go to the other side of the mall, and I'm going to see another line of cars, and nobody's going to be getting out of those cars because it's almost 30 degrees. You know what?
And he walks off the screen. Just turns and walks.
I like it.
Leaves the action.
I also like that the anchors took one more chance with him.
Right? Yeah. And one more swipe,
hey,
too.
Hey, maybe you're at the wrong side, dummy.
He was determined to be miserable, by the way. Even if there were a million people on the other side of the mall, he was not going to walk around and find out. Because he was just... the whole day was a write-off for him.
Yeah.
I think he just decided he was done.
Oh, Josh is gone. We lost Josh. All right.
Josh may never go back to that station, by the way.
Yeah, Josh is done.
He just quit.
Could be.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Orgasms galore! That's what I'm promising you, baby! Orgasms galore! You won't regret it!
Based on my story at this time yesterday, we're going to take phone calls from people who said something dumb to a celebrity, which is always fun because you hate yourself. As the words are coming out of your mouth, you hate yourself. We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we've got a game for you to play. Neighbors that have overwhelming Christmas decorations. Of which we found out yesterday, Omar is one of those people.
Yeah.
He's stocking up big time.
Yeah.
Well, he's told us on the air before he wants decorations, you know, Christmas lights that can be seen from space. That's his goal.
That's a weird goal, right?
I love it.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices on the program today. And Beer Mug went down to the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Oh, no.
And got some interviews.
That's all. Wow. Awesome.
Right? So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6.
It is Wednesday morning. Very busy day in showbiz already. Here's Ralph Garman to catch us up. What's going on?
Yeah, this morning on the Today Show, NBC Universal announced it has fired their morning show veteran host Matt Lauer, citing inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace and setting up potential chaos at their franchise there, the Today Show, which is a big anchor for them, both in terms of ratings and financially.
Do you know how long he's been there?
More than two decades, it
seems
says
like
in this
forever, yeah.
story.
It does,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He's got to be the highest paid guy at NBC, right?
He first joined as a newsreader in 1994 and then became the show's co-anchor in 1998.
Wow.
And since then has worked alongside Katie Couric, Meredith Vieira, Ann Curry, and most recently Savannah Guthrie. So, his deal was valued to be around $20 million, would have kept him on the air through 2018. But that obviously is no longer the case. And he is out. And I think good for NBC for stepping up and taking care of this before it became news and before it became, well, public. Ali says people knew, but in terms of public consumption,
right.
You know, they were able to step up and make a preemptive strike, which
they broke their own
looks
story.
Good for them. Absolutely.
By the way, the Olympics are only a couple of months away, too, and he's the centerpiece of their coverage there. So this is really putting them in a disarray right now.
Of course, right on top of the story, covering all the gossip news, Donald Trump has tweeted about the situation with the following tweet.
Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news?
Of course, wow. He brings it all back to fake news again.
In 4 seconds, he's back on himself.
Check wow. out Andy Lack's past.
Andy Lack, of course, is the chairman of NBC News and MSNBC. And so he still wants him fired for not being nice to him. So, hey,
whatever with the women that Matt Lauer may have accosted, my feelings are hurt.
Do you think, Ralph, that NBC is the front runner to win the fake news trophy at this point?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I don't know. See, he hates CNN with
That's
a passion.
True. That's true. He hates them all, though.
Yeah. Not Fox. Fox is good.
Speaking of odds on, the Time Magazine cover for Person of the Year. You can bet on it if you want to at Bovada.com. You know Donald Trump will not be in the running because he passed because he said probably wasn't good enough. He said they called him. They offered it to him, but probably, and that's just not good enough.
Hmm.
Thanks anyway. So now they're saying, who do you think will be on it as Time Magazine's upcoming Person of the Year?
Jesus.
Jesus is not on the list. It doesn't mean he couldn't make it. It's very popular with some, I'm told.
Sure.
But, you know, here's the thing about the Man of the Year or a Person of the Year cover is that you don't necessarily have to be a good person. Sometimes they put Hitler on there, for example, one year. You just have to be sort of the guy in the news that's the lightning rod getting all the heat.
Johnny Asshole.
Johnny Asshole not also on this list. However, they have the odds. They've released the odds today.
Okay.
I'll give you a little hint. Front runner is France's president, Emmanuel Macron. Oh, he's dreamy. He would look good on that cover, wouldn't he? Anyway, any other guesses? Anybody want to guess?
Trudeau.
What's that?
Trudeau.
Trudeau. Not on the list.
Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan also not on the list, although he should be. He's awesome.
How about Vladimir Putin for the, you know, all the Russia interfering with the U.S. elections?
Ah, Pootie is going off at 25 to 1.
Pootie. 25 to 1.
If you want to make some money, you can lay some money on Pootie and make your money right there.
Do you have to say Pootie when you hand them your money?
Yeah, you can say
okay.
Vlad Poots.
Okay.
Kaepernick is third on the list, going off at 4 to 1. Hmm. Tesla founder Elon Musk.
Oh, sure.
Also going off at 4 to 1. Those are some of the favorites. Some of the longer shots: Kim Jong Un 9 to 1, Angela Merkel 10 to 1, Pootie as we covered. The monkey's not on there. Pootie as we covered 25 to 1. Pope Francis is 30 to 1. Mark Zuckerberg 70 to 1. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Tom Brady's on the list, going up at 75 to 1.
Come on.
Even I don't think that should happen.
What's that news all about?
I have no idea.
Doesn't eat tomatoes.
Theresa May, 75 to 1, UK Prime Minister. Serena Williams, tennis star Serena Williams, going up at 75 is 1. And the long shot, although you gotta hand it to the guy just for being on the list.
Beer mug.
No. But the longest shot on the list, and again, given what we know, given our history.
Spencer Pratt.
TV show host Jimmy Kimmel's on the list, going off at 120 to 1.
All right. 120 to 1.
How hilarious would be if he was on
Man of the Year? That would be awesome.
Man of the Year, yeah.
I did not get
my list of birthdays, by the way, as we headed to the end of the segment. So if you're interested in whose birthday it is, look it up. There's the thing called the internet, bitches. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Coming up, the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices, and we've got your tickets for K-Rock's sold-out Almost Acoustic Christmas. As well.
Not only that, Beer Mug goes one-on-one with Dr. Oz, I understand, at the Hollywood Christmas Parade. I can't wait for that.
And straight.
Blah, 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 and straight, and long, and hard.
Oh.
Roland?
Roland?
Yes, Roland.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing? It's the question everyone with a radio has been asking for years.
We're doing our show.
Well, you're doing it poorly because you're missing the biggest story in the world. Oh, Just a giant bomb has been dropped in the middle of everyone's life, but let's ignore it and pretend it's not here. Let's talk to more Australian singer-songwriters.
Look, Ralph was here earlier, and we covered the Matt Lauer story, the breaking
Matt
news
Lauer!
About...
That's Matt what you're Lauer talk- is, that's... A, is a flea.
He's a flea.
He's a speck on a flea on the butt of a poodle.
Well, wow. That's the biggest thing going on today is him getting fired from NBC, though.
What?
What are we missing?
Out of the most important thing in the world.
What? What is it?
I've been watching it all morning over and over and over and over again. My eyes are sore.
An idea.
Yes? Yes, say it. What, Tony? Say
Bring
it.
Bring together a group of remarkable people.
Yes! The Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Right
now, are you watching it?
The new Avengers trailer is out.
Oh, Vision and Scarlet Witch. Oh, they're so in love. Oh my God, who's that? Oh, it's Hawkeye. Hi, Hawkeye. It's Bruce Banner.
Are you talking back to the screen right now?
This is my reaction video.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I love the Marvel with all the comic book pages that are turning quickly and it makes it big in the beginning of the film.
Look, it's a good trailer and it's going to be a good movie and we're excited about it.
What's happening right now?
Everyone's coming together.
Okay.
Oh, hi, I'm Dr. Strange. Oh, what's outside? It's scary. There's Tony Stark. Oh, Spidey senses. Spidey senses are tingling. Spidey's arm hairs just went up.
Oh, dear.
He's excited. What's that thing in the sky? What's that giant spinning alien object in the sky? Who does it belong to? I'll tell you who it goddamn belongs to. Belongs to Thanos. Oh, here he comes. It's Thanos. Oh, my God. Look at that chin. It looks like he shaves with a cheese grater.
Oh, is he the stony guy?
What the? What stony guy?
He kind of looks like he's made of stone.
No, he's purple and fleshy.
Oh, sorry.
Are you sure that's what you're describing there, Roland?
Oh, something's purple and fleshy. Hey, it's a Black Panther. We must protect Wakanda. The Hulkbuster suit. The Hulkbuster suit. The Hulkbuster suit is back. Oh, the Eye of Agamotto. Here it comes. Oh, go, Cap, go. Oh, Spider-Man's been in trouble. He's in big trouble. Tony Stark looks worried. Oh, no, they're taking the Infinity Stone out of Vision's head. That's
okay.
Not right. He put it in the Infinity Gauntlet.
I don't even know what you're talking about
now. Thanos is awful. Oh, he just punched Tony Stark in the face.
Oh, no.
This is awful. Everyone, Black Panther, follow me. Ah, here comes the Falcon. And all the black guys are running, and they're all running, and everyone is fighting together. Oh,
so it sounds like you're going to see this movie rolling.
Oh, the giant A of Avengers.
Yeah.
Everyone is together. Everyone is battling side by side against the evil of Thanos, who not only threatens our world, but, oh, who's this? Who are you guys? Guardians of the Galaxy! Guardians of the Galaxy! That's who they are! Oh,
I've never been as excited about anything as Roland is about this trailer.
Oh, I am so dehydrated. I lost so many fluids. Fluids are gone.
No.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
More chances for you to join us coming up in a couple of weekends at the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017. Those shows at the Forum. Give you a chance to win night number one tickets pretty soon here with Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars, Queens of the Stone Age, and all the rest. So stand by for that. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning.
I've got passes to give away to the premiere of Father Figures.
Yay!
Film looks terrific. Owen Wilson. You got Ed Helms, who's always funny. Glenn Close. Looks hilarious. We've got passes to the premiere of Father Figures at the TCL Chinese Theater on September 13th. If you'd like to go, why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. The film is about two twin brothers who is raised by an eccentric mother who was free with her love back in the day. She told them that their father had died, but it turns out that was a lie, and she has no idea who the real father is because, as I mentioned, she had several paramours, as they say. Ed Helms and Owen Wilson set out to find out who their real father is. And wackiness ensues. Father Figures is in theaters everywhere on December 22nd. But you'll be going to the premiere on the 13th if you're one of the lucky callers. Once again, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five people through get a pair of passes to see the premiere of Father Figures.
Their mom did not have a type that she stuck with, did she?
She found a lot of different men attractive for a lot of different reasons. Payne, why does everyone have to live in a box with you,
right?
Man?
Oh, no, it's
not you. Don't be so uptight.
Be so square.
Right, man. Come on. Light that lava lamp.
Right, Daddy-o?
Turn on that incense. Hop in the beanbag chair.
Oh, dear.
Drop those bell bottoms.
Keep the bell bottoms up if you don't mind.
Keep the bell bottoms up.
Well, another one bites the dust. Another sexual predator has lost his job. Seems like the entertainment industry, if you're a pig, you lose your job. In politics, not so much.
Used to be.
Did it?
Did it, though?
Did it, Kevin? Or did they just cover it up better?
Well, maybe.
I'm thinking about a president named Bill Clinton, for instance. Didn't seem to lose his job.
Al Franken, he's not stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
Conyers, a little bit. He left a committee, but he's not really leaving.
Right.
One's okay. Running. Moore. Right. Moore's going to run no matter what. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in the White House there's some questions about.
Sure.
But Matt Lauer, longtime host of NBC's Today Show, has been fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. They stepped in and got rid of Lauer before this became a situation, at least publicly or in the press. Here's what they said at the opening of today's Today Show.
This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can.
Please don't sue.
Do you think that they had received complaints about Matt Lauer through the years, Ralph, but now the climate is such that they can't ignore them or push them under the rug like they used to? Or is there no way to know?
Well, there's certainly rumors and stories to that effect. Whether there were actually ever complaints, is there a paper trail? Is there something in terms of corporate documentation of these events?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way to know.
Right.
But I had heard, Ali's heard things, I've heard things. There's been situations in the past where women have left the Today Show because of rumored affairs or scandals with Matt Lauer and his wife. And, I mean, the smoke was there. Is there fire? I don't know what they have in terms of actual complaints, actual documentation. I have no idea.
It was enough that they fired him already. Instead of just putting him on leave and doing research like everybody else's.
This must have been pretty extensive in terms of whatever evidence was presented to them, I think, for them to make this decision. And, of course, Donald Trump had to weigh in because he really, luckily, he's got nothing else to worry about.
Right?
All the other problems are solved. He tweeted this morning, "Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news?" What about the fake news?
How was he able to?
How about me? What about me?
How was he able to do that so quickly?
How does this affect me?
And how does he just assume this isn't fake news?
Right, that's what I was saying. Right? Believing what NBC says
NBC
this time.
NBC said it. Mm. Maybe it's fake.
Right.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Maybe Matt Lauer takes sexual advances away from women. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Maybe it's like a sexual advance sponge. Here's the creepiest part of all. He also tweeted something this morning that he was so bad he had to delete it. Have you ever known him to delete a tweet?
Has that ever happened?
Here's what he said. This is before the other tweet, okay? But Jake Tapper of CNN, fake news, grabbed it and was able to put it up. Donald Trump tweeted this morning, "So now that Matt Lauer is gone, when will the fake news practitioners at NBC be terminating the contract of Phil Griffin?" He's another exec with MSNBC. But more importantly, he said, "And when will they terminate low ratings Joe Scarborough based on the unsolved mystery that took place in Florida years ago? Investigate."
This was something the president tweeted about?
Yes.
What's the unsolved mystery?
When Joe Scarborough was a representative for the state of Florida, there was an intern that worked at his office who had a heart condition, and she had a heart attack and fell and hit her head desk in the office. Young girl.
Right.
The autopsy proved there was no foul play. She had a heart defect, and that's what caused her death. When she hit her head, it caused her death. And it was completely, there's no mystery there. It's completely solved.
Right.
But this young woman did die while as an intern for Joe Scarborough. Now this guy says is bringing that up.
And by
imagine
this guy,
how
you mean
his,
the president.
How his her family must feel to have this dragged up and to have that politicized because he doesn't like what Joe Scarborough is saying about him on television.
Despicable.
It really is.
Reported. And causing all of his fans and followers to then lash out as well. It's just, he's attacking citizens. This is not normal.
Yeah, he's more importantly, he's attacking the free press, I find even
he's
more
been
disturbing.
Doing for months and months. He's setting it all up so with whatever does come out,
no one
he
will
can
believe it.
Just say it's fake.
Yeah. So, we live in interesting times, people.
Stay on point, Donald. Stay on point.
Yeah, stay on point, Donald. Today's celebrity birthdays. L.A. Dodgers broadcasting legend Vin Scully is 90 years old today.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy birthday, Vin. Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel is 62. Do not...
Deal or no deal.
Do not offer him a hearty hand clasp for his birthday. Do not shake
him. Makes him very uncomfortable.
Don Cheadle's 53. Anna Faris is 41. Chadwick Boseman. He's the Black Panther, don't you know?
I
don't know.
Roland was very excited about that trailer, Ralph. I don't know if you heard it or not.
I don't listen to Roland. But the Avengers Infinity War trailer dropped this morning. If you haven't seen it yet, you should check it out. It's pretty good. The Game is 38, and Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson celebrates his 29th birthday.
The Seahawks are world champs.
All right.
Don't make me pull another clip.
Get in the Wayback Machine.
I just happen to have that at my fingertips.
Did you? Do you have anything from this past weekend or the weekend before that?
No
audio from those.
Or that Super Bowl.
Or their last Super Bowl.
How about that one?
I don't think they ever went back to the Super Bowl after they won that one.
No, they went back. We'll dig it up for next year. No worries.
We'll find something for the next hour.
No worries. We need to bring that up.
Oh, no. We got plenty. Plenty of audio. Don't worry. Just for you. We want to pay tribute. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right? Hollywood Christmas Parade, you guys, was this past weekend. Sunday through the streets of Hollywood, our man Beer Mug was out there. Mugs, how are you, sir?
How you guys doing this morning?
This Hollywood Christmas Parade, it's so funny. You go to their website. I wanted to get some more information about the parade because it hasn't aired on the TV yet. I think it airs this weekend.
Right.
And Dr. Oz was the Grand Marshal, and then it has a tab for celebrities. You can click on it to find out who else was involved in the parade. And you click on celebrities, and it says, more celebrities coming soon. So Dr. Oz was the only one.
Because they have anyone.
Perhaps. Is that the case, Muggs? Were there no other celebrities but Dr. Oz?
Actually, surprisingly, there were a lot of celebrities. Many of them just kept walking right by me.
Which is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. Who were some of the big names there that you didn't get?
CeeLo.
CeeLo's a pretty big name.
Yeah, CeeLo is there. The Village People.
Oh.
No way.
How did you not join that group? Couldn't get those guys.
Oh.
It was star-studded.
Do people still turn out on the streets of Hollywood to see this parade, Mugs? Or is this just a tradition whose time has come and gone?
Surprisingly, people pack Hollywood Boulevard. Leaving the event, I overheard, it sounded like two guys from New York, they said, This parade is nothing like New York, so they were slamming it. But people do show up.
Did you beat them down?
I should have.
Right? Show some L.A. pride.
Yeah. Muggs did show up, and Muggs had a microphone, and Muggs was not happy to show up and have a microphone.
Hey, everybody. Beer Mug here at the 2017 Hollywood Christmas Parade again. I got a flat tire on the way here. And there's football on right now.
What a great start that is.
You're
filled with the holiday spirit. You know how to bring it to life. That's some good work. So now he's talking to a magician, and he has no idea who the magician is, and he fakes enthusiasm.
If you watch it, Stacey's going to appear out of no place, and I'm going to cut her in half.
Wow.
That's my heel houser right there.
That's Muggs's. I couldn't care less. And then he runs into Burt Ward and his lovely wife, Tracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the original Boy Wonder and his lovely wife, Tracy Ward. Burt Ward, of course. Ralph Garman is my co-worker.
Yes, my condolences.
Biggest fan of the 1960s Batman, so he's going to be really jealous when he sees this tape. First of all, last time I saw you was that lovely tribute that the city of Los Angeles did for Mr. Adam West. How many times has your phone line lit up since Adam's passing?
Well, a lot of people called with condolences.
I have a question. Who calls it a phone line? I mean, don't you just say, has your phone run? How many times has people have people called you?
Was that redundant?
Well, I mean, I'm curious.
Who uses the word phone line anymore, right. ever?
I had to clarify it.
For anything.
But I'm curious about the question. What is it you're really asking here? Is have a lot of people called him to express condolences for Adam West's passing?
I think that's
a weird question to be asking, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what I was asking.
Wait, hold on. You think that one was weird?
All right.
Wait till you hear his next one. First of all, the story that goes nowhere, followed by the most ridiculous question of the night.
I played a 1960s Batman slot machine in Las Vegas.
Ah, yes.
That's awesome. What are you going to be doing?
Yes! By the way, we're getting a lot of the patented mugs miking himself, but never
the guest also. I played a slot machine. That was awesome. Then he goes on. Now, I'm going to play it again because it's all one piece. So it's I played the slot machine and then a genius question.
I played a 1960s Batman slot machine in Las Vegas.
Ah, yes.
That's awesome. Are you going to be doing anything in the parade tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be riding in the Batmobile with my wife, Tracy.
Now, what did you think? They were just down there to watch?
No, I just wanted to
find... Are you going to be in the parade?
I just wanted to find out specifically what Mr. Ward and his wife were doing there.
But you didn't say, what are you doing in the parade? You said, are you going to be in the parade tonight? That was your question. Okay. So then some Marines walked by, and rightfully so. Muggs does not necessarily feel good about himself, nor do I, in the presence of Marines.
I really feel inadequate when I see all these Marines walking around, knowing that they've dedicated and sacrificed their life for our country, and I've done absolute for it.
Yeah, I love Sad Muggs, by the way. Sad Muggs is really coming on strong this time.
He's got Muggs. The holiday blues.
Although when he ran into Montel Williams, he did bring the heat. It was the wrong heat, but he brought it.
How many times will people come up to you and go, this is how we do
it? No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
First of all, he did it. And second of all, because you were saying no, you didn't, you missed Montel's response.
No, Muggs.
One more time.
How many times will people come up to you and go, this is how we do it?
I don't do that.
They don't do that.
Because I'm a totally different man.
No one not does a singer. That.
Because not all black guys named Montel are the same Montel.
And by the way, Muggs was already laughing when he started that. Like, he knew that was gold.
Oh,
Muggs.
This is going to kill it.
Muggs, were you kidding?
Maybe.
All right, let's tell you. Hold on a sec. Muggs, you were kidding. You know that's not the guy who's saying this is how we do it, right?
Of course I know that.
Okay.
It was just a bad joke.
Okay.
So he didn't know it. He's making a face in the studio like he didn't know it. All right. So Nancy Cartwright walks up. What do we know about her?
Bart Simpson?
The voice of Bart Simpson. What do you think the chances are Muggs does an impression?
Oh, no.
For her. Now, in his defense, it's not Bart. So, okay.
Can I do an impression for you? I'm going to do Barney, Homer's drunk friend.
Hey, Homer.
Keep your day job, dude.
I mean, but good, right?
How
come
she does voices for a living? She's a professional voice artist.
Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to do a voice for her, Muggs?
I just wanted, she would be a good barometer of how I did.
We could tell you. We could give you that feedback all day, every day. Now Muggs starts talking about his personal grooming.
Dude, I think I'm going to shave my mustache, Carlos. It's getting really itchy. I didn't realize mustaches were that itchy.
Talking to our cameraman, Carlos.
Do you hear Carlos, by the way? He's like, right? Like, he couldn't care less.
By the way, you have a full beard, too. That's not itchy?
bring that up? The whole thing is, yeah.
All right, so now Muggs is getting more angry because I guess he's been there a while and the celebrities aren't passing him by and stopping like he would like. And he's really angry about one celebrity in particular.
How come they never bring Ponch out here? He's like the Grand Marshal of this goddamn thing, and they never bring him out here.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh.
Is like the Grand Marshal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they never bring him out.
I regret that we're not going to hear that interview, by the way.
No, I mean, because they just take him. He rushes the red carpet.
Too big. Mm-hmm. He's too big for y'all.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he should be. That's true. And then Muggs talks to Dr. Oz.
Here we go.
Dr. Oz, we're here at the 2017 Hollywood Christmas Parade. Tell everybody what you're doing for this fabulous parade.
70 years ago, a bunch of Marines realized they couldn't give Raggedy Ann's to anybody. Their wives figured it out, actually. And they figured, we got to make some system out there so that people can give gifts to kids who are needy. Toys for Tots are born. And I love the fact that the foundation is extremely high rated. All the funds go to the kids. and it celebrates the Marines because they don't just save us in war, they save us in peace.
Well, it's very, very nice meeting you. I see you on TV all the time. I work along a slew of doctors. Dr. Drew, who appears on our show.
You know. Okay, so...
Is that it?
It's the slew right
slew
there.
How many is a slew?
Dr. Drew counts for many, many doctors.
He counts as a slew,
yes.
Does he?
Okay.
Well, who are these other doctors that you work beside at K-Rock?
That's just it. Just Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Just Dr. Drew. Okay. Yeah.
I work along a slew of doctors. Dr. Drew, who appears on our show. One last question I got to ask you, because this has always been weighing on my mind.
All right. Now we're going to play What's the Question? One last question for Dr. Oz, and it's always been weighing on his mind.
Okay. I think I know.
All right. What do you think?
What is it?
Because it's Beer Mug, and it's Dr. Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Should my poo be S-shaped?
That'd have been a good question.
That would have been a better question, actually. He starts with a complete and total 1,000% lie.
I try to eat a clean and healthy diet, right?
Oh my God.
How did you not burst into flames when you said that out loud?
Why would you say that?
Because it's true. I try.
That's not at all true.
I try.
I mean, I try.
Have you ever succeeded one time?
Maybe for one meal. But that's it, not a whole day.
You don't get any good feedback from your doctor when you lie to him going in.
Well, you know, I mean,
let's hear that again.
I try to eat a clean and healthy diet, right? Meaning I try to eat food with no preservatives, no anything, but
unprocessed,
right? But let me ask you, if you were to do half organic and half processed foods, is that okay for your body, or is that just putting your body into a complete tailspin?
You want to play a home game with your body. Give it stuff that it's used to do, you know, eating. Eat food that came out of the ground looking the way it looks when you eat it. That's the best way. If it doesn't have a food label, that's the best.
Dr. Oz, thank you very much. Take care.
See?
He could not get away quick enough.
Right? He really couldn't. He really...
And then Muggs had a very, very exciting close.
So there you have it, everybody. The 2017 Hollywood Christmas Parade red carpet.
What's happening?
Have we lost Muggs, do you think?
Yes.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
R.I.P.
Tickets for night number one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Christmas 2017 coming up. We'll give you a chance to call in and win those in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock to see Queens of the Stone Age and Prophets of Rage and Cold War Kids and Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars and so much more. Stand by. We'll tell you what to do coming up on K-Rock.
It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ready for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices?
No one.
America is, Kevin.
Everybody?
America is.
That's right.
Here are the stories that are on
Satan.
Here are the stories that are on the wheel today. The beagle with an ear cyst that looks like Donald Trump.
Oh, that should make for good radio.
Keep that one, no matter what happens.
The raccoon that ate too much and got stuck in a sewer.
Oh.
Is he still there?
Probably.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Scotland's happiest dog who lost his tail after wagging it too much.
Oh, that's so a happy story, but also a sad story.
The cat in need
How is it happy?
Because the dog was so
happy.
Right.
Yes.
His tail fell off.
Well, that's
There's no good. There's no good spin on that.
Right, but until
that,
his tail
The moral
fell
story
off.
Is happiness blows. Don't be happy.
No, but his life was so full of joy that he couldn't contain himself. That's how happy he was ahead
and
of the...
And he paid the ultimate price.
Yeah, the unfortunate incident with his tail, yes.
The next one is even worse. It's the cat in need of a butthole.
Well, that's a feel-good story. just give me a power drill and this story will be over.
Brutus, the emotional support squirrel.
Oh, I love Brutus.
And the world's largest disco for crows in Albany.
Hmm.
Oh, that was just confusing to me.
So let's get to it, shall we?
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the
so many to root for. I'm fascinated by the kit with no butthole. Like, how do you even...
Come on.
Is that what you want to hear? The kit with no butthole?
Buttholeless cat.
I'm sorry. It landed on the world's largest disco for crows in Albany.
Okay. Yay!
All right. This is a bizarre story. Apparently, there is a crow invasion going on in New York State's capital, Albany, and city officials are trying to figure out a way to get the crows to move on. So they met with wildlife biologists, and they're looking for some creative and non-lethal ways that they can get these thousands of crows who are gathering in the late fall and winter in Albany, get them to the hell out of Dodge. Although they're not really in Dodge there now, but I think we mentioned that in the story. So they got a whole bunch of different plans to try to drive these crows out, including fireworks, because I guess birds don't like fireworks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spotlights, non-harmful lasers, disco music, and recorded crow distress calls. All of these are things that they're going to be trying and repeating as necessary to try to get the crows to take the hint and get out of town. So I'm not sure who Dave has been able to line up for us. I assume it's going to be the mayor or somebody in the wildlife department there at the city of Albany. But hello, you're on the air, sir. Hi. This the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock Radio. Who's this, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Are you the mayor?
Who are you, please?
I'm a crow.
You're a crow?
Oh,
you're a crow. I'm so surprised. That disco music in the background. How's...
Yeah, it's a big disco here.
Uh-huh.
Here in Albany.
Right? I mean,
you
I think...
You know what my name is?
What's your name?
Jim.
Of course. Thank you for leading us into that.
I gotta be straight man and funny man.
Now, Jim, let me, Jim. Can we ask another question?
This is a disco, baby. We're having a good time.
Yeah, I heard that the disco music was one of the things they were using to drive you out of town.
Well, it didn't work.
It's not working.
We love disco music.
You do. Who knows?
Oh,
really? That's a surprise.
We love spotlights. Fireworks are the best.
Wow, everything
it's
they're...
It's going to suck to live in Albany if you're a person for a long time. But the crows dig it. Oh, I love disco music.
Do you?
My favorite songs are I Love the Nest Life, I Like the Boogie. flying alive, flying alive. Won't you take me to Flappy Town? Won't you take me to Flappy Town?
He does love disco.
We are family. I got all my murder in me. Because, Kevin, that's what a group of crows is called.
You don't have to tell me that.
Yeah,
well,
how
do you know my name?
The hell I don't, Kevin. It's called a murder of crows. It's a group of crows.
Right.
Murder, dumbass.
Right. No.
Play that funky music, scarecrow. Turn the beak around. That's my favorite.
Hey, DJ Omar Khan.
Ho, 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 bitches.
How you doing with your Christmas lights? You at the point where you're annoying your neighbors with them yet?
No, I wish. Not yet.
That's Omar's goal.
I will get there one day. I'm working on it.
We invited you in because there's a story in the news that's making the rounds on Facebook right now about a family. For 18 years, they have been adding to their holiday lights collection, and they have now have over 350,000 Christmas lights on their property.
Awesome.
350,000 so Christmas lights. Now, Kevin, I know you got some news audio here, but do they mention what the electricity bill for December is like for this family?
They do not, no.
All right, let's find out what kind of commotion this is causing.
This lighting display generates some 30,000 visitors each and every year, and that causes parking problems. So some 45 residents have signed a petition. So police have posted signage that permits parking on only one side of Roseville Terrace.
We're going to increase patrols. We have the traffic unit that will go out there and assist with traffic on the high volume days.
The Hallowell family, who built this display to over 350,000 lights over the last 18 years, is also hoping to appease the neighbors.
We've cut back on our hours. And we've also lowered the voltage of the lights so they're not as bright. We've also lowered the music.
The Hallowells don't charge admission, but donations through the years have totaled tens of thousands. And every penny has gone to the Shriners Children's Hospital in Springfield. So that's why the family would like this tradition to continue.
Can you imagine that many people showing up in your neighborhood, though, if you're not...
Like, that's awesome.
That's the only house, it sounds like, that's that extreme.
Yeah, this is. I have a lot of thoughts about this. And Omar, I want to get your take on it since you're a bad person.
What?
these neighbors.
I mean, that is a given.
But for other things, right?
That's
sure.
The, not that's Christmas the takeaway. Lights. But these neighbors, by the way, and I don't know what the relationship is like in the community, how well they know each other, but they none of these neighbors have had a face-to-face conversation with the Halliwell family that has this crazy Christmas light display. But they have signed a petition to try to get them to take it down or to stop doing it.
So nobody walked over and said, hey, you know what? It's really difficult on us with all that traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know that they would have done anything about that, but... You but I just think that step would be taken.
I would think so too. And I also, as much as it brings a lot of people joy, and obviously, if thousands of people are driving it through this neighborhood to look at these trees, you know, there is built-in interest. But imagine being the guy who lives on that street who can't have anyone come over because there's no parking on the street because of all the people there out watching and walking.
Why
around the light.
Are you? What? You could have people over, just have them. Park a block away. It's not. I mean, it's a bit of an inconvenience, but I mean, not a huge thing. Plus,
for the entire holiday season, though,
yeah,
for
6 weeks and over 30,000 visitors. That's a lot.
I think it's a small price to pay for these people who are doing a world of good. They're donating. I think they raise each year about $10,000 in donations donated to the Shriners Hospital. That's
but
awesome.
If you had this house in your neighborhood, you're telling me it wouldn't be a little bit annoying to have that noise and
well,
that
I
light.
Love don't my ask. Christmas lights. I love
don't
it.
Ask
I
Omar.
Love it to death.
Yeah, don't ask Omar.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go too overboard.
He's going to be that guy.
Yeah, and these people, you know, they have it from, I think, like 6 p.m. to 9 or 10 during the weekdays, and they shut it off like at 11
that
during the weekends.
Beat down a little bit.
And yeah, you know, they lower the voltage. Yeah, you know, so I mean, they're being, I think, considerate to their neighbors, but
if you
they
live
also...
across the street from these people and they have 350,000 Christmas lights, it has to be like a spotlight is on your house in your front lawn, though.
Really? You don't have blinds? You can't close the blinds?
They don't have curtains?
Yeah, but they should, but they also... I don't see the big deal.
I think I'm with
I think
Omar
in the Christmas spirit, I mean, it's only one time a year, maybe for a month. I think it's all good.
I think I'm with Omar on this one.
And you
one
have
because,
the kids.
Yeah, it makes everybody happy.
It makes everybody happy. I will say this. They need to figure out a traffic situation because something could go very wrong, and it's not safe. Do they take some of the money out of what they give to Shriners, which stinks, but to appease the neighbors and say, we're going to hire security, we're going to block off the streets.
Well,
do
I mean,
they
the police
need to get
said they're doing that.
Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah.
The police are doing that, yeah.
Then what's the problem?
Right,
if they're blocking the streets and people can't come down, and if you're having a party, you're going to let, obviously, the community know, the police know, I'm having a party on this date. These are the cars that are going to come down the street. I don't see why the neighbors are so rotten.
I don't think the police, no police anywhere have the time to vet every individual person's traffic coming to their house.
Yeah, they have nothing but time there.
Come on. So, Omar, you have new holiday light goals then.
I do. I gotta step up my game, people.
How many lights do you think?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Nowhere near that. I have like maybe 300 or something. I don't know. I don't
loser.
My display is pretty weak.
You go out and you go to Target or wherever you buy lights and you get some right now before you come back to
Lowe's, here I come.
Omar was showing me pictures and he goes, just know this is phase one.
Yes, phase two.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
In 5 minutes, we'll invite you to call to win your tickets to join us for night number one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 at the Forum on December 9th. 5 minutes from right now. First, though, Ralph will entertain you with the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday.
I don't know about entertain you, but we got breaking news this morning on the Today Show. NBC has fired Matt Lauer, longtime host of that show, 20-year vet of the Today Show, firing him for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace.
And now, breaking news, Boone!
He already said it.
Apparently, they were presented with some, it sounds like irrefutable evidence of Matt doing just that to a fellow co-worker there. At NBC, and they cut him loose. Made the announcement this morning on the Today Show. Here's what it sounded like.
This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we
were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can.
There you go. See you, Matt. When the door hits you in the ass. Of course, Donald Trump, he's always there with the pop culture references via Twitter, jumped right on this story and magically turned it into something about him somehow.
Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? So never mind all that sexual assaulting. What about me?
Those are equal?
Yes, it's more. It's bigger because it's about him and they're putting out fake news.
I see.
So there's that.
We need a president that's not going to be divisive.
Right. That's what we need. And here's something we can all agree on. The Avengers Infinity War trailer dropped this morning.
Right.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Looks so good.
Sure does.
It is. It's everybody. It's the all-star lineup of Marvel superheroes. You got everybody in this. You've got Spider-Man and Captain America and Iron Man, Black Panther, all of the Avengers, the Guardians of the Galaxy, all teaming up to stop Thanos as he comes to our planet to destroy it and gather, of course, the Infinity Stones to put in what, Allie?
A helmet.
No, so
hands.
Close.
Pocket.
No, further.
But.
Oh, a fanny pack.
No, he's got a glove. He's got a gauntlet.
Sure.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
He gets all five stones. It's lights out.
May I quote Allie McKay when she was watching the trailer, please?
Sure.
Wait, Mark Ruffalo is in this?
Pause.
Wait, I know all of these people. They're all in the same movie?
Scarlett Johansson is an Avenger?
Movie guy.
Sweet Jesus.
Benedict Cumberbatch is in this movie?
That was said off the air.
Here's what happens. When you live in a bubble of Hallmark movies, you just don't know there's other things going on in the world.
But you haven't seen a trailer for any of them?
But I didn't get why Michael Chiklis looked so much bigger and stony. Not as stony. Like, he lost some of his stones.
He's not even in that universe. That's another studio.
Right. So that's why it was weird.
He's not even in that trailer.
Oh. It looks good, though.
And that Chris, who's not Pratt, he's in it?
Something else she said. That is Pratt is in it.
They're both in it. Chris, it isn't Pine.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, and then I said the one that dated Jenny Slate. I couldn't think of his name.
Right.
He's great. Looks wonderful, Ralph.
And Paris Hilton is quite proud of herself after all these years. You haven't heard that name in a while, but she did an interview with Ocean Drive magazine. And she says she is so proud of herself, what she's accomplished. She said she was definitely before her time, she says in the interview. Her launch to fame was pretty groundbreaking. She's proud of herself and loves being a pioneer.
Oh.
How sad is your life?
A pioneer.
If you have to find pride in the fact that you banged somebody in a sex video and got a reality show out of it. Is that what, that's what you want on the epitaph?
But she was the first one to do it, though, I think.
Sounds like it,
right?
But if I'm the first person to hit myself in the head with a ball-peen hammer, I don't want a reward for that. I don't want a cookie. I mean, I did a dumb thing. That's why other people didn't do it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I forgot how much I hate her. I'm glad she showed up again I could hate her all over again.
Yeah. She also, you remember a couple weeks ago around the same time, Ralph, was bragging that she invented the selfie.
Yes.
Even though there are photographs going back 100 years of people taking pictures of themselves.
But did they call it a selfie?
Mm. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you. The worst. Today's celebrity birthdays. Vin Scully, 90 years old today. If he had just stayed off the field, they would have won the World Series. That's my theory. That's the Vin Scully curse.
You think he cursed them?
Absolutely. Remember when he showed up and threw that ball out? That's when it all went south. They were doing fine without him. He retires. Best season in the history of the franchise, right? They go right to the World Series. Hey, I'm going to throw a ball out. Boom! Right in the toilet. Nice work, Vin.
Ralph is trolling people right now,
Vin,
just for the record.
The Vin curse, we're going to start calling it from now on.
Calling it
if
that.
They just kept him the hell out of the stadium,
nope.
World
champs. That's all I'm saying.
Nope.
Right? I think
nope.
It's something we can all agree on.
Nope.
Vin Scully ruined it for everyone.
Nope.
So thanks a lot, Vin.
No, sir.
Happy birthday to you. Sadness for the rest of Los Angeles. Vin, nice work. 90-year-old curse maker. Howie Mandel's 62 years old today. Don Cheadle's 53. Anna Faris turns 41. Chadwick Boseman, also 41 years old today. The Game is 38. And Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
K-Rock Almost Gets to Christmas is a week from Saturday.
Hmm.
Hard to imagine. Hmm. But we have tickets for night number one. If you'd like to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You will have to play a game, but you can win those tickets next. 1-800. I don't know what's happening. 1-800-520-1067.
How about that week from Saturday, by the way? How about that night number one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas with Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars and Queens of the Stone Age and Rise Against and all the rest? We're giving away tickets plus a JBL
It's not a jukebox at all.
No, it isn't.
It's a boombox.
Yes.
A portable Bluetooth speaker that delivers monster sound with the hardest-hitting bass. This thing is awesome, and that's what you get just as a bonus on top of your tickets. This time, the game is called Famous Queens.
You want to go to Acoustic Christmas. You want to go to not one other show. Well, it's easy. Just know your Famous Queen. That's all you have to know. Famous Queen.
Famous Queens.
Oh. Famous Queen.
Famous Queens.
Oh. Famous Queen.
Famous Queens.
Oh. Famous Queens.
What happened? He set on a thumbtack while he was recording it?
A rare double ow-ow.
Famous Queens, because Queens of the Stone Age is on the bill that night, so all of the questions are going to have to do with queens, famous and common alike, by the way, and you'll get the idea as we go along. Who's our first contestant to go into the drawing to maybe win some tickets?
Good morning, Justin from Ontario.
Morning, guys.
All right, Justin, listen up. Get it right. You go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets. The queen is the most powerful piece in this board game, able to move in any direction, vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. All you have to do is name the game.
That's going to be chess.
It is chess. Well done.
Famous queens.
Famous queens.
One for one.
All right, next up is Jennifer in Tustin. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Okay. Cersei Lannister, T'Lisa Stark, and Daenerys Targaryen are just three of the ridiculously named queens on this HBO series about dragons and winter and whatnot.
Game of Thrones.
It is.
Famous queens.
Famous queens.
All right.
Wow, even with the pronunciation she got
I know,
it.
It's terrible. Sorry. That's a bad pronunciation of a tough name, and I'm sorry.
Jimmy and La Habra, hi.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
We're doing great, Jimmy, trying to get you in the drawing for some tickets for Acoustic Christmas Night 1. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality are the opening lines of this massive hit song by the band Queen. It was a smash in the 1970s and then again in the 90s after being featured in the film Wayne's World. What's that song called? Is this the real life? Sing it with me, guys. Is this just fantasy?
Keep going. Maybe you'll get it.
Yeah, keep going, babe.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
All right, we're giving you enough time, Jimmy.
Yeah.
We were looking for Bohemian Rhapsody was the name of the song.
No.
I'm so sorry,
Never
Jimmy. Thank you
better.
For
You know that's the kind of thing he's going to kick himself for all day. I knew it. Of course I know that.
And he'll hear that song for the rest of his life, and he'll hate it.
And he'll hear your voice. All right, Billy in Huntington Beach, welcome.
Hey, party people.
Hi there.
Billy, we're playing Famous Queens right now.
Famous Queens.
Famous Queens.
This famous person called Queen is a rapper, singer, comedian, former TV talk show host, and popular actress who starred in one of 2017's biggest movie hits, Girls Trip.
Queen Latifah.
It is.
Yeah. Famous Queens.
Famous Queens.
Who you calling a bitch? UNITY. It's a unity.
I need that too.
With me.
Queen Latifah song, yes.
Richard in Corona. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, party people.
Richard, in colonies of this insect, there can be only one queen at a time. Fun fact, if a new virgin queen emerges, the two will fight each other to the death to determine who rules the group. What insect are we talking about?
Is that a bee?
It is a bee.
Famous queens.
Famous queens.
All right, we've got time for a couple more.
Let's go to Eddie in Pacoima. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Eddie, McDonald's has a delicious ice cream slash beverage combination that's just called a milkshake. Wendy's has one called a Frosty. What is the name of the similar item that is sold at all Dairy Queen locations? What do they call theirs? It's not a milkshake. It's not a Frosty at Dairy Queen. It's a
Frosty Queen?
I mean, it's a good guess.
It's a good guess, but Blizzard is what we were looking for this time. It's a Blizzard. Thank you for playing. Let's do one more.
All right, let's go to David in Los Angeles. Hi, David.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, David, final contestant gets you in the drawing to win the tickets in the JBL Boombox. This Emmy Award-winning television host is also a producer, actor, director, and musician who had an album called Supermodel of the World. He's also the most famous and successful drag queen of all time. Who is he?
It is...
The most famous drag queen of all time. He's on TV always.
RuPaul?
It is RuPaul. Who had given up on David?
I think all of us.
Yeah, I'm starting to worry about him, yeah.
All right. David, you are in the drawing, as is Richard and Billy and Jennifer and Justin. One of you will win tickets to join us at the sold-out show December 9th at the Forum. Also, a JBL boombox, by the way. This and other impressive audio productions from JBL available at Best Buy. All right, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Justin.
Justin. Congratulations, Justin.
Yeah, yeah.
Tickets for night one.
Yes, thank you guys.
Congrats.
Oh my God.
We'll see you a week from Saturday. Thanks for playing the game.
Famous Queens.
Famous Queens.
Ow!
Kevin dropped a bombshell on us first thing on the air yesterday about another boneheaded thing that he did.
Well, yeah, I mean, pulled the Kevin, as we're calling it.
You may have pulled the Kevin, right? But if anyone deserves to pull a Kevin, it's you.
Right.
And I bet you're going to tell the story here, and I bet we're going to find lots of listeners who have found themselves in your shoes, where you are confronted out of the blue. You weren't expecting it. You didn't have any time to prepare for it. All of a sudden, you are face-to-face with a celebrity, and the first thing that comes to your mind, that comes out of your mouth, is maybe, in retrospect, not the greatest thing that ever could have been said.
This whole night, Monday night, was a weird, weird night.
Mm-hmm.
It was Steve Aoki's birthday. At a house.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the house and I showed up, and there was a weird group of people. I saw Brad from Linkin Park. I saw super producer Rick Rubin. It's like, you don't really know. You can't get a feel for who's going to be there at that party.
Yeah.
And then I saw Mark Hoppus and Matt Skiba and Travis Barker.
Mm-hmm.
And I said hi to all of them. And then they said, hey, everybody, come into the living room. And T-Pain was singing. Okay?
Oh,
so it's that kind of night.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fever dream, by the way, more than it does an actual event that happened.
So T-Pain is singing, and then the Blink guys come out, and they start performing. And during one of their songs, the guy next to me introduces me to the guy to my left. And the guy to my left is Jackie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Kevin, you know Jackie. Like I do.
Well, because all celebrities know each other, Kevin.
And then he said, from the Jackson 5. And I was like, oh, my God. This is – wow.
Yeah.
And I said something unfortunate. I wish I hadn't opened my mouth. For some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was, I really liked Michael. That's what I said. Now, we're at a party, you know what I mean? Like, and he's and Blink-182's playing.
Yeah.
And I wish I hadn't said that.
Well, you met a dude, and the first thing out of your mouth was about his dead brother.
Yeah.
And even if his brother wasn't dead,
yeah,
you're still saying to him, well, it's nice to meet you, but I'm already thinking past you to a member
right.
of your family who I enjoy more.
So I hated myself before I said I, and then I hated myself more after I said I, and then really, and then liked your brother. And then
so
I was
you
like,
knew it as it came out of your mouth.
Yes.
You knew it was bad.
I was like, I should just turn and walk myself to my car and drive home.
But instead, he turned and walked away.
He did walk away from me pretty much within 5 to 10 seconds.
Now, I have to tell you, Kevin, and I can't defend your awful decision making, but I will tell you that if I were in that situation, I don't know what I would say to Jackie Jackson. I mean, hi, nice to meet you,
honestly,
I guess is
that's
the safest
it.
Thing to say. But
that's all you should say is, hey, nice to meet you. Not to mention Blink was playing, and they were playing acoustic, and they never do that, and that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Really, I don't need to say anything.
Yeah, cut down
shut my mouth.
even if you had taken the person who introduced you, you had taken his cue and thought, oh, this guy was in the Jackson 5, even then it's dumb to just say, wow, you guys sure made a lot of good records 40 years ago. I mean, there's almost nothing you can say that's career-related or fame-related that so makes any sense.
The answer is, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
That is not what came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I regret it.
Could I hear it again? So you're introduced to Jackie Jackson and you say what?
I really liked your brother.
Kevin, God damn it.
So that's not ideal.
So that's the one to beat right now.
So don't do that.
You met a celebrity and you said what to him or her that in retrospect you realize, man, I wish I had a do-over. I wish I had another opportunity to meet that famous person.
I mean, it does help if you know you're going to meet someone so that you sort of can formulate whatever plan you have.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're showing up at an in-store, a record signer, a book signer, something like that, you've got time to plan what that moment is going to be. But out of the blue, like happened to you?
Still, though, really bad choice on my part.
Yeah.
Just say nice to meet you and shut the F up. That's what I need to...
Mugs, by the way, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. You can call us or you can text us if you can't get to the phone. Mugs lets me know that his friend Randy, you know Randy.
Sure.
Met John Elway, shook his hand, and said, John Elway, great quarterback. Which, again, is a compliment, but doesn't really add anything to Mr. Elway's day.
Yeah.
I don't think, in retrospect, maybe not the greatest thing you ever could have said. All right, let's take one before the break. Let's make it Rich in Long Beach. He's on line one, 1-800-520-1067. Rich, you had the opportunity to meet a celebrity, and you blew it. What happened?
Mario Lopez was at a bar I was at on Halloween, and after a couple of cocktails, I walked over to him and I told him that, hey man, that's the best AC Slater costume I've ever seen.
At least you thought about it and were trying to be funny.
It's Halloween, that's amazing.
I respect it as well.
We're going to let you off the hook on that, Rich.
Well, thanks. Well, he told me that, hey, man, I've done some other stuff, too, like extra. Well, Access Hollywood. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, you won.
I think so, too. All right, cool. Rich.
Rich won, me none.
All right, we'll take your calls next. 1-800-520-1067, right after this on K-Rock.
Just ahead of the offspring, let's take one phone call. Who do we want it to be?
We're going to go to Connecticut, believe it or not, and talk to Line 7 and Rick, who's calling in. We're talking about you had the opportunity to meet a celebrity like Kevin did with Jackie Jackson recently. And Kevin said, I sure liked your brother Michael.
Yeah.
Which, in retrospect, maybe not the best comment. Rick, who did you meet and what'd you say?
Maybe the worst comment, actually. All right, Rick, who did you meet? What'd you say?
I was working as a valet in Malibu, and this was about 20 years ago. And Simon Le Bon drove up, so I went to get the car, and I saw who it is, and I just went, hungry like the wolf.
Like it's a game show?
He just threw me his keys and walked away.
Simon Le Bon is familiar with his own music to the point where you don't really have to shout out his song titles, right? I mean, we can all agree on that.
I did take something from his car, so I got even.
Oh, Rick.
You got even for saying something bad?
What?
That was on you, not him.
It was on you.
Without getting even?
He should have gotten even by hitting you in the face.
Right.
I needed something.
You hang up on yourself right now. Okay. We'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, right after the offspring.
Hey, wait a minute. We're taking calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 about you blowing it when you meet a celebrity and saying a dumb thing. Didn't we just have tape of Beer Mug at the Hollywood Christmas Parade talking to TV talk show host Montel Williams?
How many times will people come up to you and go, this is how we do it?
I don't do that.
They don't do that.
See, that's Montel Jordan. They're not the same guy.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Don't be like Beer Mug people. All right. Let's take some more calls. Let's start with, how about Jordan in Redlands, line 4, up first in this segment here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jordan, thank you for calling and holding on. Who'd you meet? What'd you say?
Hey, guys. Long time listener.
Thank you.
Back in 2002, I was in eighth grade, ran into Chris Webber from the Sacramento Kings and got his autograph and then told him how big of a fan of Shaquille O'Neal's I was.
Wait, time out.
Did you know they were different people, or did you think he was Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, it's such a big rivalry in California for sure.
Yeah, you were trolling.
So you were trolling.
Oh, I thought you thought he was Shaq. That was disturbing.
And it was funny because my parents took us to his restaurant, and I thought he was the Globetrotter because they were in town the same week.
All right, this really just got confusing. Okay. But it sounds like you're not at all calling about the topic that we're doing. You intentionally were a dick to a person from an opposing sports team. That's completely
different. Which is also acceptable, but not our phone topic.
Not
right
our
now.
Phone topic.
Right.
So thank you. Good screening. Thank you for the call. Let's try...
take it easy, Bean.
Well, I'm just saying.
Take it easy.
Damn.
Back down.
Let's try Carrie in Los Angeles, line 7. I'm next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
What did you say that was stupid to a celebrity?
I was standing in line with my husband waiting to get a table at a Japanese restaurant, and I looked. My husband says to me, "Look, I think that's George Harrison in front of us." And I said, "No, that's not George Harrison." And he said, "No, I think it is." And just as George Harrison is kind of acknowledging that he is George Harrison and looking at us, I say out loud, "That's not George Harrison."
Did he argue with you?
No, he didn't. But as I was saying it, I was realizing, oh, my God, that's George Harrison. So, you know, the rest of the night, I kept thinking, I should buy him a beer. I should go over and apologize. Of course, I should acknowledge that he is who he is, right?
The self-hatred starts immediately when those words come out.
Immediately. Yeah, and it does. I still have it to this day. It's been 20 years.
He's over it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. By the way, today is the anniversary of George Harrison's death, just by coincidence. He died 16 years ago today.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Let's try Thaddeus, Granada Hills, line 3, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Thaddeus.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Talking about you met a celebrity and said something dumb.
So, yeah, I met Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay.
So I was at a Boy Scout function. I think it was about 8 at the time. And... he was at a Boy Scout function for Veterans Day parade, and
not important.
Support, whatever.
Not important.
go ahead.
Okay. So, my dad puts out, "Oh, there's Cuba Gooding Jr. Go up and talk to him." So I'm like, okay. And at this time, his like movie came out, the Daddy Daycare and all that stuff. So I was like, "Hi, I liked you in Daddy Daycare. Can you be my dad?
Can you be my dad?"
Yeah.
What a weird thing to say with your dad right there.
I know. And then my dad looks at me like, what?
Like, he should have known better than to sick you on him.
Yeah, no. And then he looks down at me. He's like, "You're too white. No."
"You're too white. No."
Okay.
Is the correct answer.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try, shall we risk Nadine? What do you guys think?
Yep.
For Nadine?
Always.
In Inglewood. Nadine, we love you. You're a regular Kevin and Bean listener and contributor. I can't wait to hear what you have to say today.
You guys are so mean. Okay, I was, a couple years ago, saw Wayne Gretzky at Santa Monica Virtue Promenade. My boyfriend's like, "Don't say anything, you know. I'm a Ducks fan. Ducks tickets."
Oh,
I was going to say something about hockey and three cups in the last 10 years. I'm like, "Oh, my God, your daughter just came out of nowhere. Whoa, she's fast. At least you got a grandson." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, that was
Wait,
mean.
You were saying all of that to him?"
Yes. I'm like, "Oh, your daughter, she came out of nowhere, right? She's fast."
Meaning, like, that meaning that she was having kids?
Yeah, Paulina Gretzky, she's with, like, the golfer, Justin Brown or whatever.
You were trying to shame him about having grandchildren?
So
well,
quickly.
His daughter's just, like, sleeping around. It's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to be famous. Oh, I got somebody, some golfer. Now she's, you know, a couple of kids by the guy. Not
What's
married,
wrong with you, know, Nadine?
Is anyone following this conversation?
I was going to say a hockey question. My boyfriend's like, "Don't say anything about
right.
that.
What's wrong with you, though?
She said
she's a Ducks fan.
You know what?
If it's,
if it's not hockey, it must be your daughter's a whore, right?
That's essentially what the decision was.
That's what you go right to.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's not let that be the last call we ever take.
One more.
Who do you like here, Kevin?
I don't know.
I can't decide. Let's try Melissa and Whittier. How about that, line 4? Big, big star. Let's find out how she blew it meeting this person.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
You met who and said what?
I was at the Mondrian Hotel in L.A. My sister was planning an event there. And we got into the elevator to go to upstairs. And she whispered to me, "You know, Bruce Springsteen is right behind you." And I was like, "Aha, yeah, really funny."
In your elevator? It was just the three
yeah.
of you? Okay.
Well, he was there. I don't know if his wife or whoever.
Okay.
And so I, you know, I turned
Probably
around
Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
Yeah, right.
She gets around.
And I turned around, and there he was. and he sort of waved at me, and I was so embarrassed. I started blushing, and I just said, I'm sorry. And I turned around.
That's all you said is, I'm sorry.
I didn't say hi or anything. I was just so embarrassed.
But see, now, here's what I'm going to say. That's better than me saying I like Jackie's dead brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So.
Just, I'm sorry. He, at least he probably understood what you were talking about. You were nervous to meet him, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he just kind of chuckled and got out of the elevator, and I was mortified.
But the takeaway here, I understand why you felt you need to apologize because you know what you said. But the takeaway here for most people is you don't have to say anything to a celebrity if you see him, right? I mean, that's what we're learning.
Yeah. But the instinct, for some reason, you feel like maybe this is your only shot, so you should say something important, and then something bad comes out.
Exactly.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Believe it or not, still more tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017. You can win your pair in less than 20 minutes from right now here on The Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday morning. Ralph joins us. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, man?
Free Meek. Free Meek. Free Meek. Free Meek. Not to be confused with free meat, which would be delicious this morning. But Meek Mill, the case goes on in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Superior Court judge ruled yesterday that a judge overseeing the rapper's probation must quickly decide whether or not he should be granted bail. 2 weeks ago, Meek Mill was mistakenly granted a bail hearing after a court clerical error. That hearing was canceled later that day, so he still hasn't gotten bail yet. And Meek's lawyers say that Common Pleas Judge Janice Brinkley has ignored their motions asking for bail and are asking that she recuse herself from the case. You may remember Janice is also the woman who would like a shout-out on one of Meek's new songs.
Right. She has to remix a song and give her a shout-out.
Right.
A judge.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly asked for that. That's insanity.
So people are really starting to gather around this Meek Mill cause, including one of the owners of the Philadelphia 76ers, Jay-Z, Dr. J. A lot of people with J's involved in their name are showing up.
But look, I'm not saying he's being treated.
Here's Bean Baxter Esquire.
I'm just saying, didn't he violate his parole when he has a long history of violating his parole, a long history of arrest, and a long history of bad behavior?
I argue due process is for all Americans, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The jury, please sit down.
Disregard the comment from the bad man. Okay, I see your point.
Look, whether he's a bad man or a good man, or if he's done or hasn't done what he's supposed to do, there's still the rule of law, is there not, sir?
I can tell someone's guilty by looking at him, but not everybody has that ability, so I understand what you're saying. It's probably best to let the process do its business.
Yep.
Do its business. Let the process do its business.
Which is what you say when your dog is pooping on the lawn. You're a hell of a lawyer, Bean. I would like to have
That's
you.
Why he's not practicing anymore.
Isn't that carved on every coin in America? Let its process do the business.
Let the law do its business.
All right, so free Meek Mill. That's what
one's saying that.
The conclusion we're coming to. I thought that's what Ralph was saying, is free Meek Mill.
I'm saying there is a hashtag free Meek Mill campaign on social media.
Okay.
I'm saying let's just let the law do its business.
All right.
Right?
As a wise man once said.
Didn't the Beard of Justice once say that? anybody watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show last night on CBS?
No.
What?
No. Didn't.
What was he moaning about?
I don't know, but just keep moving.
No, I wasn't moaning on. I never watched that show, except the one year that Taylor was on it. But that's it.
I'm sorry, Ralph. You went back to him. That's
I had no
on you.
Idea. It was
That's
gonna,
on
but
you.
Who knew it was going to lead us back
I
to
didn't
Taylor Swift?
See that
you
coming.
Should have.
Mm-mm.
I'm blaming you for that.
You know how Trump can tweet anything about any subject and somehow get it back to fake news?
Yes.
That's Bean with Taylor Swift.
It is.
Who could have seen Victoria's Secret was going to get us to Taylor Swift?
Well, you haven't been in here for the many Taylor Swift facts he's been telling us off the air in the last couple days.
I see. Anyway, I didn't watch either, but I definitely would have watched if I'd known a model ate it.
Oh. Someone tell?
Yes.
I thought they pre-taped that show before.
They do, but they let it go. You have to see everything. Because Leslie Odom Jr. was performing. He was doing a medley of Forever Young and Winter Song. And Ming Xi, a Chinese model, caught her heel in her skirt and just ate it.
Oh.
Ming? You right? Ming! Just stay down. You're not having much luck.
That would be so embarrassing.
Camera showed her sobbing as she walked off stage.
No.
Although she was comforted soon by her fellow models who all surrounded her. And then, different noise.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Backstage, they comforted her, right?
Yes.
Because they got to stay together.
Right.
Support each other.
We got Ming right in the ying.
Oh.
Right? Yin
yes.
Yang Ming.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Just randomly saying things now. This Matt Lauer douchebag, he's bad. He's yeah. bad, man. NBC fired him this morning from the Today Show. He was on that show as an anchor for a long time, 20 years. But someone stepped up and gave NBC some very credible story about his sexual behavior, inappropriate sexual behavior at the workplace is what they're calling it. And now he's gone. And being tweeted, NBC fired Matt Lauer. But when are they going to fire the person who didn't put Taylor Swift on my channel every day?
And then quickly took it down.
Yeah. We're kidding because Donald Trump was able to take the firing and quickly turn it around about himself. Here's what he tweeted.
Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news?
So, okay. So get on that fake news thing. Everybody.
There's something going on, and it's bad.
That's very insightful.
That's very true.
There's something going on. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is 29 years old.
I have a highlight if you want, Rob.
Yeah, you got some. I'd love to hear some audio.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
That, yeah.
They tried a pick play, Al.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to go here.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. All right. Yeah. But he beats him to the punch, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, but I can't believe the call.
Me neither.
I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
Right. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, yes. Sure, please. Yeah.
You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the
call.
They
threw it, though. They threw it, Chris Collinsworth. They threw that ball. In fact, their quarterback was mm-hmm. birthday boy Russell yeah. Wilson. Celebrates his 29th birthday today and will live forever in shame.
And remember all those shots of
too soon.
Of Pete Carroll just
yeah, just chewing, just chewing that cud.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
The Game is 38 years old today. Chadwick Boseman. He is mother-loving Black Panther, by the way. If you didn't see the Avengers Infinity War trailer that dropped this morning, stop whatever you're doing. Leave your family. School drop out, quit your job, just get yourself to a computer screen of your choice and watch it. Anna Faris is 41 years old. Don Cheadle's 53. Howie Mandel's 62. And L.A. Dodgers broadcasting legend Vin Scully's.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
90 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
Hey, did we say thanks to Steve Dean for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning? We mentioned Steve Dean from Westwood?
Just now, yes.
He won two tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 night number one. Your chance to win is coming up in less than an hour from right now here on K-Rock. Rob is here with our final showbiz beat of the Wednesday morning show. What's going on?
Sounds to me like he's been thanked enough. Got the tickets. Freaking show. Yeah, he doesn't need our thanks. Got something real. Avengers Infinity War trailer dropped this morning. You may have heard our friend Roland speaking about it.
Very excited.
Looks very, very impressive. Here's the thing. Marvel just has magic. They just have magic. And the DC movies not have magic. That's the difference. And look, I'm a DC guy. Born and raised on DC Comics. Batman is my man. You know that. But just when it comes to these movies, there's an element of magic in those Marvel movies. There, you see that trailer and you get goosebumps.
Yeah.
You see the trailer for Justice League and you go, yeah, I'll go see that. It's a very different experience.
And that's not a momentum thing either, where it's just they started well. It's every single one they have to make great, and they do.
Well, I think, see, I beg to differ. I think it is a momentum thing. I think Marvel has taken the time and put in the energy to build this franchise to the point where we now have a history and relationship with these characters that makes us more invested in each of these films as it comes out.
I can see that.
Justice League comes out, and Batman's like, oh, I miss Clark. He was the best. Hey, you hated him for 2.5 hours, and then for 15 minutes at the end of the last film, you maybe gave a shade of a rat's ass. And now you can't stop crying about it, and you miss your boyfriend so much. Shut up, Batman.
None of these characters build. None of these. You're not interested in these people. Wonder Woman, I cared about in Justice League because she's just awesome. She's got that magic. She's got something about her that you want to see the next Wonder Woman movie tomorrow.
Agreed.
But other than that, it's been kind of a swing and a miss. Anyway, Avengers Infinity War. Boom. Go check it out. You'll love it.
Can we go now?
No.
Oh.
Not quite yet. Sad news. Popular Hispanic actor Julio Oscar Michoso has passed away at the age of 62. You may not know the name, but you would certainly know his face. He was in movies like Little Miss Sunshine and Legend of Zorro, Jurassic Park 3. Lots of TV roles as well. Very close friends with Andy Garcia. They were buddies, and Andy is mourning the loss of his friend this morning as we say goodbye to him. Very talented actor. Robin Leach, remember him?
Barely. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams. I'm Robin Leach.
Well, apparently he's now in the hospital. Uh-oh. 76 years old, suffered a mini stroke last week. And he is in the hospital and is recovering, apparently. He's a big deal in Vegas. He's like the man there.
Really? Oh,
what does he do?
He doesn't perform, does he?
What would he perform?
What if there was a Robin Leach show, B?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I know, you questioned if he was performing. I would like to know what you envisioned when you thought of a Robin Leach show. At the showroom at the Mirage.
The only explanation for him being a big deal in Vegas is if he has some sort of public attraction. Like, how is he a big deal in Vegas if he doesn't perform?
He's got a wildly popular newspaper column there in the Sun where he talks about the ongoings of what's happening in Vegas.
Oh, does he?
Socially, entertainment wise, he's the mayor. He's the unofficial mayor of Vegas.
Oh, isn't he the guy you told us about a couple of weeks ago who dropped $10,000 on that childlike artwork from Britney Spears?
He did indeed.
Is that what caused the stroke here when he realized what he had done?
I've wasted $10,000 on something that could have been done by a kindergartner.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
No, he's not. I still want to see
his
show.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robin Leach.
Last dance, last chance for love.
That should be his closer. That shouldn't be his opener.
Sure.
Yeah. Speaking of closers, remember when you said... when you were congratulating our winner of the contest today?
Yes.
Do you remember that experience at all?
Here's what I remember from that experience. I remember...
Well, you know what? You don't have to remember it. We're gonna recount it for you.
Okay.
As we celebrate yet another in a long line of magical moments with Kevin.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Tickets for night one.
Yes! Thank you, guys.
Congrats.
Oh, my God.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Congrats!
All the cool kids are saying congrats.
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah. I didn't know you were ahead of your time.
Most of the time when I mess up, I know it in the moment, but then I did not know anything about it. And Allie was looking at Chip, and Chip was laughing, and I was like, what did I do? Did I hit the wrong button? I had no idea. So,
congrats!
Congrats. Saving some time, that's
one
all.
One more time?
Congratulations.
One more time.
Yeah. Come on now.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Tickets for night one.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Congrats.
Oh, my God.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Great.
I like people on Twitter, just something as simple as, did Kevin just say congrats?
Congrats.
Yeah, I did.
And congrats to Kourtney Kardashian. I don't know if you saw her on a new episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians week. Fans were noticing that her left eye was drooping. People are speculating whether she had Bell's palsy or whether she had a mini stroke with Robin Leach in Vegas. And it turns out it was just a nasty side effect of Botox in the forehead that caused her eyebrow and side of her face to descend. Oh, make it permanent. Make it bad and permanent. It would be great if she was on that. So anyway, are we going to see Rob's new sock line or what today? Just the entire side of her face was
paralyzed.
I'm trying
so hard not to laugh right now.
That'd be the best. Just... So, Mom, we have to get to the hospital because Kim's surrogate's going to have a baby sometime soon. It'd be great if she just facial paralysis.
I mean, honestly, I would watch every episode.
Right?
I would, yeah. Makes me a bad person, but I would.
If they had Drooping with the Kardashians,
yep.
That would be a show.
Yeah.
Come on, Seacrest, get on it. Do your job.
I think you you just invented a new 15-minute chunk for Hollywood Babylon with the Courtney Stroke character.
Oh, yeah. I'll have Strokey Courtney coming up soon. Today's celebrity birthdays. Celebrities? Celebrity birthdays. L.A. Dodgers broadcasting legend Vin Scully is 90 years old today. I will not repeat what I said earlier in the show about Vin.
Good.
A lot of people were not happy.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah. I was just kidding, folks. Just having a little fun at Vin's expense. I think Vin has got a great sense of humor. Does not care for football players that kneel, however. I don't know if you saw that story.
Mm. He'll never watch the NFL again, if that's what you mean.
And that's not overreacting at all, I don't
but
think.
But what about...
Play clock at 5.
Oh, right. He's got a new... at least he got to see this.
Intercepted at the goal line right. by Malcolm Butler.
At least he got to watch this play in the
Unreal.
NFL. That Super Bowl moment.
They tried to pick play, Al.
Yeah.
They tried to go here, but
sure
he
did.
Beats
That's
him
like
to the punch.
3 years
and
ago,
I'm
guys.
Sorry,
I don't care.
But I can't believe the call.
Me neither.
I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in
right.
the backfield.
I don't think we need to revisit.
You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable
three
in this part
ago,
of the
guys.
Field.
Right.
I can't believe the call.
Why?
That's our part. 3 years ago,
Why
Vin
you...
heard it. And was fine. Yeah.
Why? I don't think that's a tribute to Russell Wilson on his birthday, is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's probably one of the most famous plays he's ever been involved in.
Oh, if not the most.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Has to be.
Has
yeah.
to be right
this
up there.
Honoring him.
When they show clips of him in the induction into the Hall of Shame, that's going to be the one, I think.
Right?
Yeah. He's 29 years old today, Russell Wilson. The game's 38. Chadwick Boseman's 41, as is Anna Faris. Don Cheadle, one of my favorite actors, is 53 years old today. Howie Mandel. Is 62.
Deal or no deal?
No deal, right. Did you know Meghan Markle, soon to be Duchess of Sussex, started her career as a deal or no deal briefcase girl?
I did not know that.
It's true. And now she's going to be living in a royal palace somewhere. See? Dreams do come true.
Right?
Yep. If you're smoking hot.
And you open suitcases.
And you open suitcases. Then everything. Then the there. World is your briefcase. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Figure out the SoCal helpful. Tomorrow morning an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Thursdays mean Dr. Drew. They also mean Rome. We've got Bo Bachman in studio to talk about the L.A. Auto Show. And we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.